They are everywhere, right before you and hidden around the globe. From every nook and cranny, the world's weirdest, most bizarre, unimaginable, and dumbest moments are brought to you. From places all the way up to us humanoids, the world will never cease to amaze you. The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Well, good evening and welcome back to The Back Porch USA, where I, Luke Eller, your host, brings you the weird, the wild, the most bizarre things, and the dumbest moments from our world. So, you guys remember, the world is full of stupid people and stupid moments, and as of recently, there's been this, and I fell for it too. I made my own little meme about it. You guys saw it, you guys loved it, I appreciate it. Tasika Brown of New Orleans, back in January, used Gorilla Glue to shellac her hair into place. She wound up in the hospital, and she figured she could just wash it out, she said, but it didn't, no shit, it didn't just wash out. It's Gorilla Glue, folks. It's Gorilla Glue. So what we're looking at here is now turning into a trend. Now this chick, this Tasika Brown, said that she accidentally grabbed the Gorilla Glue when in a previous interview she stated straight up that she used it on purpose. And now she's trying to sue Gorilla Glue for $12,000. Probably the cost of the medical procedures that she had to go through in order to get the crap out of her hair. I don't get it, folks. I don't get how people can be this damn stupid. Well, it's not just Miss Tasika Brown anymore. Another TikTok user going by the name of Avani Reyes, a 20-year-old, said that she was going to go to the hospital after she put Gorilla Glue in her hair accidentally for a video she posted on TikTok. This was just a couple of days ago, actually. She said, "I don't know what to do. This was an accident. I didn't mean to put Gorilla Glue in my hair." Oh, the fuck you didn't. Oh, come on. Be real, folks. If you screwed up, you screwed up. If you put Gorilla Glue in your hair, if you did it by accident, it's one thing. If you did it out of stupidity, thinking that it would wash out, okay, I'll give you the chip on this one. I'll give you the chip on this one. You won $5 because your stupidity paid off for you. You are now a TikTok sensation and well known around the world. But to do this on purpose, this is what a meat burger is, folks. This Miss Ray's is a complete meat burger. Some of the responses that were said is literally one person said, "Are you just mocking the other person that did this, or did this really happen?" Either way, it's wrong. Either way, you went to the hospital and you wasted, said in context, you wasted their time, which is true. Why would you waste a hospital's time for a TikTok sensation prank? It's not even real. And it's horrible. I don't know. I don't know how people can be this stupid. I told you in my post just the other day, be very, very quiet. I am hunting stupid people. And I am, folks. And I am hunting them like there is no tomorrow. I hunt them from around the globe so that you can be presented with a good laugh for the day. If we can't laugh at ourselves, if we can't laugh at other people's blunders and their other people's mistakes, then you can't enjoy life. My wife hates me for it. She hates me for it. But every time she does something stupid or she gets hurt, I laugh. I am one of those people that can't help but laugh in uncomfortable situations and in situations where somebody is hurt. This is how I deal with things. I laugh, and then I make fun of it, and then I help them, because I'm a nice guy, you know? I'm a nice guy. I am. With that being said, we are going to go to a short commercial break. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. I am your satirical humorist host, Luke Eller. Try to say that 5 times fast. And we are moving on to the next portion of the Back Porch USA. Now, what we have up for you next, a Chattanooga man was charged with impersonating President Obama on a gun permit application. Now, I wish, I'm going to take a photo that we, actually I'll just post it onto the group here afterwards. This guy is white as white can be. Looks nothing like Mr. Barack Obama. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Police are charging a man from Chattanooga after they say he forged former President Barack Obama's name on an application for a handgun permit. Chattanooga officers arrested Robert Joseph Halleck on February 11th. He is charged with perjury, forgery, and identity theft. The affidavit obtained by News Channel 9 says that Halleck had been denied a gun permit request using his own name in November due to an active warrant for his arrest in the state of Michigan. The arrest reports state that Halleck sent another application in on January 21st, except this time he used the name President Barack H. Obama and included a $50 check. So he's also in for bribery. The report says that Halleck's application also contained a letter bearing the United States of America seal with the United States Department of State letterhead. It is a violation of state to forge a person's name on a gun permit application. No shit. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that it is illegal to forge another person's name on your application? And why? Why would you choose the president of the United States, former president or not? Why would you? There are ways to go about things. And if you're going to forge somebody's name, pick somebody else's name. Don't say that you're the damn president of the United States, because if you do, you're gonna get caught. Mr. Halleck, you are a polyp on the inside of America's intestines. You are a meat burger. You, sir, deserve to go to jail. Oh my God. I don't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You just cannot make this stuff up. He's insane. Moving on. Shameful. Shame. Yes. Let's see what else we got here. Here we go. Here's a good one. Dubai, United Arab Emirates. According to a state-linked newspaper, a man has been arrested after he stole a newborn valuable camel. This camel is not just a camel. It is a valuable camel. To give to his girlfriend as a gift on her birthday. The report of a missing baby camel had been submitted by its owners earlier this month, which enabled the police to search around the area. After some time Ann Emmeretti informed the police about a stray camel that had invaded his farm nearly 2 miles away. Upon interrogation, the man admitted stealing the camel. He said that he stole the camel from his neighbor's farm as it was a rare breed for his girlfriend. He intended for a grown-up camel, but when he couldn't catch it, he got the baby camel instead. However, when his conscience started to disturb him, he worried about being caught, so he called the police and reported the camel as being out and about and just roaming. Nevertheless, the baby camel was safely returned to its owners, and the man and his girlfriend have been charged with the crime of theft and false statement. Now, okay, they do things really weird over there, and I'm not bashing on them for it. I'm not bashing on them for it. They do some weird things over there. Now, why is the girlfriend being charged? That's my question. Why is the girlfriend being charged? Did she consciously know that the camel was stolen? I mean, obviously, you gotta know something, because your boyfriend's coming up with a rare camel that that nobody else can get a hold of. Oh, boy. And we'll search here for one more. We got time for one more here. Oh, Citibank one's pretty good. You want a meat burger move? Well, it's not quite a meat burger. Nope, we just got it. New meat burger move. Just 2 days ago. We're waiting for it to... Pierce County, Washington. A pair of meat burglars. Not literally meat. They're not stealing meat. They're meat, but get it, meat. But you see what I did there? You see what I did there, folks? Yeah, you see what I did there. A pair of burglary suspects were arrested early Saturday in Tacoma, Washington, after deputies followed their footprints in the snow to track them down. Deputies with the Pierce County Sheriff's Department were called at 2:39 a.m. around the 3400 block on 72nd Street East, where the deputies arrived at the scene, saw the two men fleeing. Instead of running after the men, the deputies just checked the house first to determine if the possible crime had been committed. The detached garage had been broken into, and a canine was deployed, whereas the canine then followed two sets of footprints in the snow, one leading from the garage to a church parking lot, where the man was found hiding in a dumpster under a piece of cardboard. The second set of footsteps led the deputies to a tree where the man had to climb down. Both suspects were arrested and booked into the Pierce County Jail for second-degree burglary and obstructing an officer. The man found in the dumpster was also booked for unlawful possession of a controlled substance. My guess is they were probably tweaked out and couldn't figure out that they were leaving tracks anywhere. Before I go, though, my wife said, of course she's the woman's at fault. The woman is always at fault. She's a woman. That's not true. A lot of times women get away with a lot more shit than guys do. And, you know, maybe over there, because she's a woman, she's the one that's at fault. But not over here. A lot of women get away with a lot of different shit. A lot of meat burger moves. Like the lady who attacked her husband with a porcelain squirrel. She didn't get much time. She got pretty much a slap on the wrist. I don't know if you guys remember hearing about that. I covered it last season, actually. So, with that being said, hey, tune in next week to TBP-USA. What does that mean? The Back Porch USA. That's right, folks. You will hear me again next week. I love you. Eller's out. Catch you on the flip side. Well, hey there. I hope you had a really good time tonight. I know I did. It was great as always. Thanks for tuning in to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. By the way, did you know that the squiggly line is called a tilde? I didn't. We're not going to use it. Don't forget that you can get a hold of me at thebackporchusa@gmail.com, as well as reaching out through facebook.com/thebackporchusa or the Facebook group the Back Porch USA Productions Group. You can also leave me a voice message on anchor.fm/TBP-USA for your chance to be featured on a future episode. The music that was used in the introduction was provided by Audiolib. It is called Dragon and Toast by Kevin McLeod. With that being said, Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side.